Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we were joined yesterday and today by our draft gnome, Andrew Nemec. Now, when we left you last night, we had gotten through the first 15 picks. Seattle picked right as you jumped on the air with your recruiting show. What did you think of Seattle taking Byron Murphy there?
I loved that pick. I love that pick. They said in their conference, their news conference, that he was the number one defensive player on their board, and I totally believe it. Based on what they needed physical presence inside for the defensive line. Those guys don't grow on trees, and I know we all think of edge rushers as being a premium position. It's becoming the case that good, disruptive guys who can push the pocket as defensive tackles are extremely valuable.
Well, and he's a three technique that sometimes in that scheme, even with Sweat, who's a much
380
bigger
80 pounds,
that they would put Murphy at the nose. Murphy is a true penetrating three, but it's and I hate the comparison, but they do this with Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald is a three technique, plays outside of the guard and wreaks havoc, but can move inside and play the nose. Same sort of the same sort of disruptive force.
Well, we talked about it in previewing the draft before it happened. If, in fact, it went heavy quarterback early, that there were some teams in the mid-teens that were really going to benefit. So when I look at who I think won the draft, I think it's a bunch of those teams in that 14 down to 22 with the Eagles getting Quinyon Mitchell. They needed a corner really bad. They get the number one corner on their board. He's a perfect fit for what they do, and they didn't have to move. I mean, that's phenomenal drafting. Jared Verse is a big physical presence. The Rams needed that on the defensive line.
Steelers.
With Aaron Donald being out. I love Troy Fatanu for the Steelers. Some people were talking about him being a top 10 pick. A big physical guy that can play tackle or either guard spot. Just fits what the Steelers are. I just thought the teams in the mid to late teens really benefited from that quarterback run in a way that they're my big winners.
Well, it just seemed like, and you alluded to this yesterday, but it just seemed like the bad teams, and those are the teams that are all picking up higher in the draft, they all stretch for quarterbacks. Meanwhile, the good teams, the teams picking lower in the draft, just sit there and laugh and just gobble up all the surefire defensive players. Like, I mean, it's amazing how this continues to happen, where it just stretch, bad teams stretch and stretch and stretch to try to get their franchise quarterback. Meanwhile, all these good players, like you said, Philly, Pittsburgh, Seattle, they're all just, they're just sitting there going, God, this is too easy.
Yeah, and there was some question with Seattle because I don't believe they have a second-round pick. And there were some people that said, what if they trade down from 16 and acquire, you know, maybe get 31 from the Niners and 63 so the Niners can get their tackle, and then they can have two picks and kind of two swings at this thing. And I'm sure they talked about it in their draft room and went, we can't not take Byron Murphy. There aren't defensive tackles every draft as good as he is.
There's one,
and we can get him at 16.
There's 1-3 technique in this entire draft that people had a first round grade on, and he was there for you. So sometimes you don't outthink the room. They're hearing from some people that, you know, that he was top 10 on their board, period.
And he absolutely was. The Falcons were torn between Penix and Byron Murphy. They went Penix, obviously.
Yeah.
And the Bears were either going to, I mean, they talked about it. If Adunze was there, they were going to take Adunze. If it wasn't Adunze, they were going to take Murphy. So a number of teams had Murphy as the number one defensive player on their board in a draft, and the Seahawks got him at 16. I mean, that never happened. So I thought that was awesome. I A-plus for the Seahawks. A-plus. The other team that I love is the Lions. They had a real need at corner. They let the board kind of fall to them a little bit. They traded up just slightly. They didn't have to make a major move, and they get Terry and Arnold, who, again, some people had as their number one corner, and he's a perfect fit for what they do. So I thought a number of teams in the second half of the draft or the first round crushed it with, like, fit, need.
What about
I
Dallas? You fit Dallas with that? They traded back and took Guyton, the offensive tackle from Oklahoma. Do you like him?
How long you got? I like Tyler Guyton. Tyler Guyton is the most athletic tackle in this draft. In fact, he was just an absolutely giant, freaky tight end at Oklahoma. And they went, what if we put 30 or 40 pounds on him and made him a tackle?
That's Joe Alt, too.
So he's extremely raw. He's extremely raw. But athletically, if it all comes together, you put him next to Zach Martin, he has a chance to be an all-pro someday. He also could be a guy that's a bust. He's a true boom or bust guy, but they were able to move back and get the last of the round one tackles. So I think by acquiring the draft assets they did and still getting a tackle, they achieved what they wanted to. The question is, Tyler Guyton, of almost anyone in this first round, has high, high, high ceiling, low, low, low floor, and it could fall anywhere in between and no one would be surprised.
I wanted to ask you about two O-linemen, because the two that I really disliked was Mims, the big tackle going to Cincinnati. He started 7 games. Even Nick Saban was like, dude, he pulled himself out of the game. He's overweight. I think he has very, very heavy feet. And if you're Cincinnati, you're in win mode now. And you just drafted a big, to me, fairly unathletic body that is the definition of a project. That one didn't make any sense. And then Green Bay going with, again, a project tackle that a lot of people think projects to move into guard. When I watched him play at Arizona, and I'm talking about Jordan Morgan, I never thought I was watching a first-round pick, so I know you do a little deeper dive. So your thought on those, because I thought those were kind of head-scratchers to me, two teams that I think needed players to play right away, and I just didn't necessarily understand the fit.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think it's a great call out. In general, once we got past Mims Guyton, Troy Fatanu, there's a gap. And so whoever took the next tackle was going to be reaching, whether that was Kingsley Suamataia, whether that was Jordan Morgan, whether that was Roger Rosengarten from Washington. Yeah. Whoever took OT, I believe it's OT 10, offensive tackle 10? That sounds crazy, but I think that's right. Was going to be reaching. It's funny that it's a reach because Jordan Morgan's big thing is he has short arms. He might end up sliding inside and being a guard.
Yeah.
If they want to make him a guard, I actually like the pick more.
But why wouldn't you go with Barton out of Duke that can play?
Because he's a center. He's a true center.
True center.
He's a true center. He grades out as a potential Pro Bowl center or a slightly above league average guard, and that's why he slid. Because people said, well, he can play all five positions. Here's the thing. You can only play one in the NFL, and if you don't have a high ceiling at any, why are we reaching for you? So that, yes, I agree with you. The Jordan Morgan pick, a little bit of a head scratcher for me. And then you mentioned Mims. Mims worries me because everyone says athletic freak. Oh my goodness. He's 6'8", 340 pounds. How come he couldn't get on the field at Georgia? And
he started like 7 games.
Then they said, well, he had nagging ankle injuries. If he's young and he's 340 pounds at 6'8", and he's already having nagging ankle injuries, is that going to get better with an NFL workload? It's not. And so I have real concerns about Mims from an injury standpoint. Also, there are people who thought, as raw as Guyton is, now he's only played offensive line for 2 years. He's been a tight end. As raw as Guyton is, you could find draft people who said, Guyton's already more advanced than Mims. There were people who absolutely hated Mims. I get it. 6'8", 340. He's got the dancing bear potential if you slim him down. But that's a dude who probably needs a year to be a year away from being a good player.
And you're going into Cincinnati.
And you're trying to win today.
Now, with Cincinnati. Now.
They're two great call-outs. The other team I really liked, and we don't give them enough love, Trevor Lawrence is getting to the point where you better surround him with something. And I think to go get Brian Thomas Jr., they obviously were away from being able to climb up to get one of the big three. I think Brian Thomas Jr. has a chance to be a very special receiver. They lost Calvin Ridley, and everybody went, they better trade for Ayuk or Debo or Higgins because they desperately need a receiver. It was nice for them to go to 23. They traded down and still got Brian Thomas Jr. I thought that was a nice little sneaky pick that not enough people are talking about.
All right, a couple of receivers I want to ask you about when we get back pertaining to the two teams that played in the Super Bowl. And then we're getting pretty close to round two kicking off here. So.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.